Hey, you. It's the Watchers here. This guy?
Tyler.
This guy? Clay.
And like he just said, we are the Watchers. This is a Marvel podcast. We break down everything Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, and we're talking the specials. We're going to have our thoughts, concerns, questions, even answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it. But, you know, that's kind of our spiel. So tell me, Gonzo, what are we covering today?
We are covering... The Marvels.
Ooh. This is actually our first watch, both of us.
It is our first watch.
So just kind of keep that in mind for our breakdown. If we do miss something, watch one.
This isn't our first time, so this is our first organic thoughts on the film.
Correct.
I feel like Clay and I are going to agree on some points. Yeah. We're going to disagree on some others.
Yeah.
But that's why we have this podcast.
That's why we need the duo.
And that's why we feed you guys this content.
Feed it. You know? Dodge the towers, now 9/11, into the mouth.
Here we go with another 9/11.
Shut up early, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Before we jump into it, do you mind if I give the people and you a little bit of the facts and stats?
Yeah.
All right, let's start off with the budget.
Okay.
$270 million. That is a fat wad of cash.
$270 million.
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay.
No Way Home. Talking three Spider-Men, nine villains. Then it hit 270.
That's great. And their CGI was...
on point.
On point.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming the most of the money went towards the actors. And not,
I can imagine.
Really,
Brie Larson probably ran up a check. You know, Fury's running up a check at this point. Let's be real.
Yeah.
God, anybody? I feel like Monica maybe, but she's still pretty early. There's no way Kamala's like, give me a fat stack.
I mean, she got a good amount, but not like.
Yeah.
It must have gone to just like Kevin Feige.
And all, yeah, him and Bob. Him and Bob are just like, yeah, no, we'll take all that.
Yeah, we'll take half of it. You guys just work.
Just work with like 95.
Yeah. Definitely didn't give it to the CGI artists or the...
No.
Those type of people.
No.
Story
developers either.
Story developers. Yeah.
Gross. This is the first time this has ever happened in Watchers history. And Marvel history, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
The gross was $206
million. Oh!
So let's talk about the discrepancy.
My gosh.
$64 million difference between what they spent versus what they gained for box office.
Okay.
$64 million is a lot of money.
I think this movie was a
huge amount.
A nice little wake-up call.
I think so.
Over the fellas with Disney and Marvel.
The fellas? Yeah, I think so.
Because, yikes. Is her name Professor Marvel?
No.
I thought that was a tough name.
They were pitching some cool ones.
MarvelCon was cooking up.
What was it? Like Hindsight or something like that?
Yeah.
That or Foresight? That one was also pretty cool.
She came up with the hammer, the villain's hammer.
Yeah.
Name?
Yeah.
I forgot the name, but it was like
Cosmorod or something.
Cosmorod.
Yeah.
Way better.
So what's crazy is that all three names that they were pitching for what the hammer was called are all used in the comics.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
I like that name way better than...
Way cooler than... I don't even know exactly. It's the hammer, but...
it had hammer in the name.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't it.
Agreed.
Cosmorod?
Yeah, that thing's sick.
That's a great
name. That's sick. Just like in Captain Marvel, Brie Larson had to use a stunt double whenever she was in a scene with Goose, since he is severely allergic to cats. So unfortunately, Gonzo, go ahead and return that ring, because I don't think you and her can get married.
No, but I'm also pretty allergic to cats.
That is actually very true. You just fight through it.
I fight through it.
That's how much your love for cats involves.
If I like have a cat like lay on my arm, I'll get hives all throughout my arm. It's not fun. It's itchy, but I love it.
It's worth it. It's so worth it.
I'm getting some love.
Yeah, Nala cuddles are undefeated.
Yeah,
so.
Her purr is crazy.
Crazy. She's a lion.
She's a lion. It's one of the loudest purrs I've ever heard out of a cat.
This is the shortest MCU movie to date at 1 hour and 45 minutes, surpassing Hulk and Thor: The Dark World at 1 hour 52 minutes, respectfully.
Yeah, and we've had this discussion before.
Yep.
Where we're like, oh, like we were doing a movie.
Yep.
We're like, oh, we had to go through like 2 hours.
Yep. 2 hours. 2:20.
We're talking about Ant-Man Quantumania.
Yep.
This is. I was like,
please don't be 3 hours.
So I was like, I haven't heard too much great about this movie, but it's new, so I'm curious to see.
Yep.
But I'm just hoping it's not.
Don't waste my time. Yeah.
We'll get
to that. Don't waste a lot of my time.
So when I opened up Disney Plus and I saw it was 1:45,
yeah,
I was like,
I mean, that's like 2 episodes of Shogun.
Yeah.
You can run that.
I'm going to finish this whole thing. Yeah. I'm not going to do
one
section.
Sitting.
I'm
going to
do one sitting.
That's not bad. That's surprising out of you, too.
Yeah. I was really happy with that.
That's a good feeling.
You feel done, accomplished.
You're just like, okay, everything's good.
Yeah. That's like, cool. I woke up today and I was like, oh, I still got to finish.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Actually.
Oh, I actually finished it.
I watched the credits.
Yeah.
The end credit scene, we see Maria wearing the binary costume, which is worn by Captain Marvel in the comics. As she evolves, after gaining the ability to absorb the energy of a star, which Thor kind of already did that, so like, not even that cool.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I guess he didn't absorb the energy to retain it, but he got blasted by it,
Got blasted by it.
So, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. How do you retain energy from a star? A planet. Is what it basically is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's cool, though. That's got to be a lot of energy.
The suit looked great.
Suit looked fire.
Yeah. And I did like, we'll get to it more, but I did like, I'm spacing on the name.
Maria? Beast?
The Beast, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked really good.
He looked good.
The CGI was good. I think they put all the money into that post-credits
that
scene.
Honestly could be it. Very well could be it. Because he looked, like, I wanted to pet him.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked really good. And I mean, this is like the fourth time we've covered the 2023 highest grossing movie, but this was the 30th highest grossing movie of 2023. Damn. One being Barbie, two being Super Mario Bros, three being Oppenheimer.
30th. That's an all-time low for Marvel.
That is an all-time low for the Watchers, and yeah, most likely for Marvel as well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What was our highest one? Do you remember?
I mean, that we've covered?
Yeah.
I want to say like two or three.
Oh, it has to be Spider-Man.
Right? I would imagine so.
Spider-Man No Way Home has to be the highest, I would assume. Because we've only covered like $2 or $3 billion movies.
Yeah.
When we get to...
I almost said Endgame, and I was like, we actually haven't covered that yet.
Yeah, we haven't covered that yet.
But, yeah. With all that being said...
Those are nice. Those are juicy. Good stuff, brother.
Are we ready?
Yes, we are. Are
you ready?
Yes.
All right, cool. Hopefully, I didn't see that come out.
Nobody screaming for help this time.
No. I think whoever was screaming, they got some help.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't for me though. I'll be honest. I was gonna sit there
and watch them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's one of those. God, what's that? What's that term?
It's my roommate, by the way, guys.
Hi, Clay here.
I gotta buy a fucking crazy lock.
All right, Act One. The movie opens with Darben finding a buried tomb and breaks it to find a powerful bracelet. In Jersey City, Kamala Khan's bracelet begins to glow. We backtrack and we see Carol having a conversation with Fury about the surge that is affecting space, and he asks her to go check it out.
Yeah, check it out.
Monica is looking at a jump point that is leaking cosmic energy, and she starts to touch it as Carol touches the jump point she is investigating, making all three of them swap places. No Freaky Friday.
Hey.
Huh? It's a pretty good movie. And a great song.
It's a great song.
I don't even like Chris Brown like that, but I was like,
that's a great song.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Isn't Lil Dicky in that?
That's his song.
That's his song.
Yeah. Carol appears in Kamala's room, but she leaves and tells Fury that the Kree are going to attack the Skrulls on Tarnax, so she needs to head there for help. Monica is back on Saber and is telling Fury what happened as she learns about Kamala and her powers. Mm. Carol arrives on Tarnax and sees the Kree and the Skrulls having a meeting. And Darben tells the Skrulls she needs their help, rebuilding Hala. And she will also help with the relocation of the Skrulls since she plans to take the atmosphere from Tarnax. That's a crazy threat.
That's a crazy threat.
Carol starts fighting some guards, but once again, they all start swapping places. After a long-winded fight, the Marvels come out on top. Shocker, it's the first 20 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. Monica has a theory that whenever they use their powers together, they swap places. Monica and Fury arrive at the Khan's house to apologize and brief her on what's happening. Kamala shows Monica her powers, which makes her swap with Carol, who's fighting some Kree on Tarnax. Finally, they all arrive on Tarnax together and start fighting Darben and others. And that is going to summarize Act Number 1. Also, real quick, we talked about this like not that long ago, but you've seen Spaceballs, right?
Yeah.
So with her taking the atmosphere out of Tarnax, it makes me think
of...
Oh,
the vacuum?
Yeah. 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 Like how they have canned air and yeah, they suck the vacuum out. Like, I don't know why. When I was watching it, I was like, they did this like late 90s.
Yeah. So, great job.
Thank you.
Great job on Act 1. When we get to the first opening scene, I thought it was a planet. Didn't know it was a sun. It was a dime.
Which is valid.
Yeah. It looked like a planet. But...
It's not very bright.
Yeah.
Neither am
I. It kind of reminded me of Ego. It looked like it had like a face to it.
Kind of like morphing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought it was like, ooh, is this going to be like that a hint to like another type Ego type
that
character?
That would be so cool.
And then it turned out to just be a sun.
Hala just doesn't.
Hala's just dying. Yeah. So I was a little bummed about that. But it's understandable.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan's like, she's like narrating. Like a comic book,
yeah, little sketches
with her and Captain Marvel being best friends forever.
Yeah, yeah, twinsies.
The animations, all that stuff. I thought that was really cool.
It was really cool.
She did a really good job narrating it.
Yeah.
It definitely has it fits her age for sure.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Yeah. It very much is like a. I don't know her exact age.
Yeah.
You should probably watch Miss Marvel to find out, but definitely middle school, high school.
Exactly.
I'm guessing high school.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely makes sense. A little nerd.
Definitely a nerd.
Yeah.
And a super fan of Captain Marvel. What we call a hard-on.
All right. Honestly, though, if Tony
was
in my universe, my room would look the exact same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
Honestly, I think I would say this. I think it'd be Spider-Man for me, honestly.
That's fair. But or Thor, actually. Thor, yeah.
Yeah.
Which?
I think Thor would be probably a little bit more...
At least masculine.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it's a god.
It's a god.
Like, everyone should be like, holy shit, that's a god. Versus Tony's like, I'm just a billionaire playboy for the Anthropocene.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was tongue twister.
Yeah. Were you gonna say something
about that? I was going to debate on whether or not, should we show the item that you purchased for me?
Sure.
All right. Which is super annoying. Well, it's not annoying that you did this, but I wanted to get you something as like the 1 year, which by the way, guys.
Happy 1 year.
Happy 1 year with us. But Gonzo got me a special treat. I guess I should stand in front of the camera, not behind it.
Just by the side. Yeah, so this is it, guys.
But Gonzo got me the sick, I'm going to check the screen as I do this. Boom. This super cool coffee mug. Comes out as well, which is kind of nice.
I didn't know that.
But super cool, obviously, Thor.
Thor.
So,
yeah.
My room is, and obviously we have the hammer.
Yeah.
Once again, I did that behind the camera. Jesus. happy 1 year, guys. Thank you so much.
Of course.
My Amazon account got hacked. So I'm dealing with that, but there will be a 1 year gift coming, just so you're aware.
I had like a little separate bank account. This is a little too personal here.
That's all right.
But I was getting spammed.
Oh.
With DoorDash, $100 DoorDash orders.
No.
In California.
Sick.
It was spamming. Decline, 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 decline. Thank God I'm not rich. Also, I would have lost like $500-$600 worth of DoorDash orders.
That's annoying.
Yeah, that was scary. But I did lose a good amount. I lost like, I think I only had like, it was like a little, I think it's like for a, you know, when you buy something and you get.
Oh, like the rewards?
Rewards.
Yeah, like cash back.
Yeah, cash back.
Yeah.
I only had like $50 in it.
Nice.
But $50 is a lot nowadays.
That's a fact.
So.
It's like a half a tank of gas with these prices.
Yeah, but I got it back.
Good.
So. But it was, that was a little scary.
Yeah.
But we're good. Amazon account, it's a little scary because it has some personal information in there.
Personal information, they ordered a $700 electric scooter, a $500 luggage set, and some nursery pots, all going to different locations.
Mm.
South Dakota, New York, California.
I think I know why you got hacked and probably why I got hacked.
Right.
Because EA got hacked.
Oh, that's so cool of them.
So it had access to all of his users' computers.
You know where I bet what EA and is probably going to do? EA. EA is probably just going to make us buy the security. You know what I mean? Because that's what EA is all about.
EA is about the money.
Yeah.
Like Activision. Like Epic Games.
Yeah. Yeah. EA, I think they've been doing it longer.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, do you want the full game? Well, that's another $60.
That's another $60.
Oh, did you want to actually kick the football?
Yeah.
$50.
Yeah, like we played It Takes Two together. Was it 40?
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Too much.
That's way too much. That's a $20 game.
You can't play that game forever.
No.
The game's going to end. You have to play
it with another person.
And you have to play it with another person.
Like, you can't do it by yourself.
Maybe if there was, like, a thing, it's like, you can, $10, it's $20 total.
Yeah.
But you That's both fun. Had to put in
yeah.
$10. Like, it was a fun little yeah. thing. That would have been cool.
I could get
$40 each.
Yeah, that one hurt.
$80 total. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
For a 4.5 hour gameplay?
Yeah. Probably the person that hacked EA doesn't like EA. So, like, I'm kind of with them, but just don't mess with
yeah, yeah. stuff. Just stop buying things on my Amazon. Yeah. I'm, like, still banned. I've been off and on the phone with the bank for the last week.
Yeah.
Like, I am poor. Please give me my $800 back. And they're like, well, you come live, home, live you in South Dakota? And I'm like, no, I live in Oregon.
I come home, you have a $700 electric scooter at the front door. Hey, why do you need this?
That would be funny. Anyway.
Anyways.
Let's reel it in. Let's get back to the Marvels.
Yeah.
Jeez. Talk about the comic book. Yep.
Then we get to Captain Marvel and on her ship, and her transition. It's like a one-shot transition for mm-hmm. her, like, going out of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was so dope.
Goose on her shoulder. Insane co-pilot.
Insane co-pilot.
Did you notice he had his own, like, little bed next to the cockpit?
Yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, she looks dope. And I guess Flerkins don't need any sort of, like, breathing apparatus.
Yeah, well... They kind of threw that off her, too.
Yeah, I don't
all
get
of a sudden.
Yeah. She doesn't have a mask anymore.
Yeah.
Looked a lot better.
Yeah. And then, like, at the end of the movie, I know I'm jumping here, but, like, when she's going towards Monica, when the jump points are closing.
Yeah.
And it closes, she's like, you're in space. I can't breathe. What are you gasping for?
What did you just inhale? Yeah. Nothing? That's so funny.
And then we finally get to when Monica and Captain Marvel are touching the jump points, and they finally switch.
Yes.
And I thought this was funny, because I'm watching this, and I'm taking my notes at the same time.
Yeah.
And Monica loses her spacesuit.
Yeah. And it's like just her person.
Just her person, just like her normal outfit.
Yeah.
And I write down really quick, how did Monica's spacesuit disappear? And then, like, 2 seconds later,
we see Kamala.
Kamala's wearing the spacesuit. So I was like, ha-ha.
Never mind.
And you and I could probably talk about this a little bit more, but I think the Kree ships are dope.
Mm.
I liked them. I like how, I mean, just, like, the look of them.
Yeah.
But I like how the ships...
They depart.
Depart.
Yeah.
Like, all kind of, like, fits in
together. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
I'm, like, on the fence about them because I do like that aspect of them, but there's something about the way that Ronan ships and when Ronan was in power of the Kree, I love the way that it almost, like, spins out or whatever, like that corkscrew sort of look. I really enjoyed that about the old ships, and I also just feel like because we've had those Kree ships for so long between Guardians and the first Captain Marvel and every other time we've seen the Kree, it's, like, an easy identifier.
Yeah.
So at first when I saw these new ships, I was like, who the hell is that? Is this Xandar? Yeah. Like, what's going on?
I do like those ships too.
Yeah.
And I just thought of something. How the new Kree ships?
Yeah.
How do you land that?
It's a great question. That's a really good question.
How are you landing that? Is there like a little I don't even know, like an indent on the ground?
Oh, like you slot it in?
Slot it in to land it?
That would be ridiculous.
Or does it just like float forever?
What if it just like...
Okay, yeah, that's...
Because I'm trying to think, what movie is that?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's a Marvel movie. Is it a Marvel movie? Where, like, the spaceship has, like, a blade?
Yeah. I think it is a Marvel movie.
Isn't it?
Thor: Love and Thunder, maybe? I can't think of...
No, Ragnarok. Right?
It is Ragnarok.
Yeah.
What ship is it, though? I can't think of it.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
But I know exactly what you're talking about. Hopefully they know.
The Dark Elf one.
Dark Elf. There it is.
Insane.
Yeah.
That took us way too long.
Yeah. Actually, they're probably screaming at us, Dark Elf.
Yeah.
Cree ships are dope.
Yep.
Like I said, kind of at the beginning, CGI was pretty rough. Especially during the Kamala, when we're at the Khan's house with, I think it's just Kamala Khan's there, but they're switching.
Yeah.
So it's like you two see Monica, you see Captain Marvel, all three of them.
Yeah.
Kamala Khan's CGI was a little rough, and Monica's was a little rough. I can assume that's like super hard to do because you're like, you have to make a person transparent.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be pretty tough.
That's really tough.
I don't know if Kamala Khan's would be that difficult. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Yeah, I'm not a big CGI guy.
Yeah, but
I don't think my PC.
Captain Marvel's was fine because you just got to add like a glow effect to her.
And they've already been done that with her.
Yeah, so they got that mastered. So,
yeah.
And then I think I don't want to jump ahead,
mm-hmm.
But I think my next note was so when let me what was the last point? Sorry.
That's okay. They get done with their fight.
We were talking. We're going off topic a lot.
So. A lot. They finally all arrive on Tarnax. And they start fighting Darben and the rest.
Okay. Well. Oh yeah. So that is my last thoughts for Act One.
Okay. Well, let's buzz through mine.
Yeah.
Kamala's family. Their nickname to her. You have a nickname, Gonzo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what most people know. That's how I talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler is like it's repulsive.
Yeah.
Only when I'm speaking to you though.
Yeah.
And like we have another friend, you know, Mr. Heeb.
Mr. Heeb.
That is Ty.
Yeah, shout out to him. Yes. Shout out to you, Ty.
But exactly. His name.
Yeah.
Ty. Their nickname to her is Beta. Which, as you guys are aware, if you guys have been around the podcast for a little bit, me and Gonzo and I, geez, we both have not watched Ms. Marvel. So I don't know if there is a backstory to that. But as of right now, because I haven't watched that nickname is just so disrespectful.
I thought you were going to say, Gonzo and I are both Beta.
I probably almost slipped out. Let's be real.
Yeah,
jumbling my words.
That would be crazy. No, we're Alpha. We're Alpha over here.
Yeah, you hear that beard?
We're Alpha. Stash, beard.
I mean.
Bald. Proceeding.
Carol's suit in this movie is by far my favorite that I've seen throughout all the movies that she's been in. I don't even think it comes close. I think this is, for me, just a clear winner. I love the way that, like, her neck kind of, like, it, like, pops up, and then there's, like, a V right where the soft spot is that I can put, like, 4 pennies in when I suck it in.
Yeah.
Not into that.
No. No necks, please.
No necks.
I do like her fursuit.
Yeah, well, I mean, we had this conversation. You're a fan of it because of, like, the more bagginess and sort of, like...
Yeah, sorry. Her fursuit in this movie.
Oh!
Sorry. Okay. I just don't like the rolled-up sleeves look and the gloves. I think that kind of threw me off.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else was dope.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that neck
this
piece.
This part?
Yeah. But I think her second suit was
so Oh, your second clean. Suit, yeah, clears.
So clear.
For sure. But, like, this movie has the best Carol suits.
Yeah.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Yeah. Tarnax is dope. The Skrulls have been living quite lavish, especially for people
that they deserve it. Kinda.
Well, we had this discussion. I mean, actually, you brought it up. Skrulls are supposed to be evil.
They're supposed to
be evil. So if you look at it like that, they don't deserve it.
Yeah, but they're apparently good.
Good-ish, so. Sort of.
I think they're good.
Oh, yeah, but
they're,
then we, like,
they're kind of painting the picture of that being good. But.
Yeah.
They're supposed to be evil. They look terrifying.
Yeah, they have no business being good. They need to be bad.
Yeah.
I like that the Kree gave Carol the nickname Annihilator. One, because it's just such an icy nickname. Way cooler than Beta.
Yeah.
And also, kind of, it really shows the threat that Carol can be and how they look at Carol mm-hmm. after what she did to Hala.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, when they said that, the first time I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then they said it again, and I was like, oh, this is hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big word, though. Like, annihilator. Like, yeah. That's like, what, 18 syllables?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
A kid's not going to say that.
That's exactly. You know? Exactly.
They're like, hey.
A word. Fury gives us a new rule of thumb, which I think everyone could take to heart here. No more touching shit, especially mysterious glowing shit. That goes out to all of our viewers and listeners, and to Carol, Monica, and Kamala.
He's talking to you directly. Touch all the shit you want.
I mean, you're going to start swapping.
Within the law.
That's a very, very, right. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to influence you guys.
I was going to say, that was a great way to cover your base right there. Me personally, I actually really enjoyed the long-winded fight scene between the world. They're all swapping.
Yeah.
It was something cool. Since they are all fighting in the three locations, it was cool to, like, Kamala's jump punch over here, but then she's teleported to Tarnax, and then she, like, uses her powers to do a leg sweep or something. I just thought that was kind of neat. It's something I haven't really seen before. I do agree with Gonzo that the CGI definitely could have been touched up a little bit better. And also, the two guards that have been hanging out in Kamala's house, how are you not dead at this point? You went through three rounds yeah. with Carol, two with Monica, and two with Carol and Kamala's family, if we're going to call it that. But, like, they should be long gone.
I thought it was, like, they, like, figured out that they can't use their powers.
Yeah.
And then, like, when they switched, there was just, like, an instinct
yeah.
to use their powers, so that's why they switched. But, mm-hmm. like, still, they Agreed. Took out guards, like 0.5 seconds. That's and these saying. Two guys are They're just, unbelievable.
Well, one guy got thrown through a house.
Yeah.
And he gets up. What?
Yeah, it was pretty unbelievable.
So I fall up the stair and I'll hit my ankle. I'm G'd for
and
30
minutes.
And
they're still awake.
Yeah.
And
combative.
Yeah.
Combative.
And Kamala's dad just tied him up.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're breaking through that rope.
I can imagine so.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, unless they're betas as well.
I don't know.
Goose, throughout this entire film,
MVP.
Is at MVP. Steals the show, yeah. for sure. But also just goes, like, mad rogue and starts eating shit.
Mm-hmm.
Eats a chair, half a desk.
A sofa.
Just, like, really, the pillows. Just really, why not, I guess, yeah. you know? Probably so been a while since a Ferg has been on Earth. Yeah, because, like, that's not going, they're not, like, processing that. That's going into their, like, stomach
just like,
pockets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe when their stomach pockets are full, like, they're full. But when it's empty, they're like, oh, I could...
Yeah.
I fill one of those up real quick.
Yeah, Flurkin's an interesting animal. Actually, you know what? I think I would have a Flurkin.
I would not.
It'd be great self-defense at home.
Yeah, until it goes rogue and eats you.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm good with animals.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Or, like, you bring over your homie. Your homie's, like, kind of trashed. So yeah. he's, like, he's going a little rogue, like, stumbling and, like, yeah. just, like, kind of hitting shit. And your cat's,
like... You know how many benefits you get out of a Flurkin? Oh, we got to move.
Oh, that would be really nice. That'd be really nice.
Just a cat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Have some babies. Oh, 2 seconds yeah, takes to move. Only thing you got to do is commute to
yeah,
your next
I mean,
place.
You probably got to wipe the stuff off as well.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I feel like that...
You know, that's small price to pay.
Small price to pay.
Very small price to pay. I'm running that yeah. for sure. Monica says that she hasn't figured out how to fly. And this is a PSA to anybody listening or watching. If I were to get superpowers, right,
mm-hmm.
let me tell you, number one on my agenda, number one priority over everything, I'm learning how to fly.
Yeah.
What are you talking to me about? So, Monica seems to have her priorities skewed.
Question, though.
Let me hear it.
Are you going to step outside and try to fly, or are you going to go onto the tallest building and jump off that building and try to fly?
Well... That depends. If I like, if I know I get super, like, let's say I don't know necessarily how I'd get superpowers.
You know you can heal from it?
Then I'm jumping off.
Okay.
But if I'm like, if I get them, but I'm like, oh, like, I don't know what my abilities are, like, kind of like Shazam.
Yeah.
Right? And so he does, like, the whole trial thing. I would start here, but with here, it'd be so weird because you're like, do I jump? And, like, do I tighten my core? Do I have to be like this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But if I'm jumping off the building, it's like all or nothing, a lot of air under me. Yeah! Like, I'm trying. And then just.
Yeah. It'd be funny to see, like, if there's ever, like, some movies or a show, like The Boys,
mm-hmm.
if somebody had superpowers and they can heal from it, but they wanted to see if they could fly, so they just jumped off the building and they can't fly.
They didn't,
and
yeah.
they just, like, get a little graphic here. They just, like, fall onto, like,
yeah.
a car.
Concrete.
or normal person. Because we're talking about the boys here. You're going to be squishing somebody, probably.
They're doing more than squishing. They're eviscerating that person.
Oh, sorry, dude. Hope you have your life insurance.
His face is just on his stomach. Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
It's the boys.
It's
so.
The boys, yeah.
But that is all I have for Act 1. All
right. Well, let's get right into Act 2, shall we? Darben escapes, so Carol and Monica leave, taking Kamala with them.
Mm.
Darben starts her plan of creating a new jump point to suck the atmosphere out of Tarnax, killing the Skrulls. The Marvels help Skrulls load into the escape pods and get as many as they can before they leave the planet. Carol calls in a favor to Valkyrie to bring the Skrulls to New Asgard for housing. On the ship, Kamala tells the group about her ban, which stuns Carol, thinking they were a myth and that they were used to create all the jump points in the universe. They brainstorm and realize Darben is going to, what's it pronounced again? Adalan?
Aladna.
Aladna, to steal their water since Hala is in a drought. On Saber, Fury brings the Khans aboard, and Fury gets notified about something unregistered on the ship, calling it an egg, and gets notified that it's 29. There's 29 of them.
29 more.
29 so more.
There's 30.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 30. Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay. A dirty 30.
The Marvels arrive at Adalon.
That's okay. I mean, I've watched it once. That's yeah, the way I'm looking
I'm going
to
butcher that name. And Carol is married to the prince. Mm. That was a shocker.
That was logistical reasons and legal matters.
Yeah, know. Yeah. Helping them out. Yeah. You know? The Marvels tell the prince they have a plan, which is to have them distract Darben while the Marvels grab the other bracelet from her so they cannot open more jump points.
Mm. Yes.
That was the best I've ever read.
Yeah, I mean, that was, I mean, flawless. I don't flawless. Think you didn't make a single mistake.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't see any sort of editing.
No, there was no cuts there.
No cuts whatsoever there.
No, everything was fluid.
I really am improving.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, you actually, you very much are. Now I'm cutting like twice. And something I don't think is in either one of our points, but I do want to bring up is that the main reason why they're trying to get these bracelets away from Darben is that Darben is using them to create all these jump points around the universe, but the universe already has so many jump points. So it's like if you take a piece of wood and you drill a bunch of holes in them, then you start adding even more holes, the wood becomes super unstable and can break super easily. And that's kind of like the whole premise of not wanting to add more jump points, because then space will just
that was really
blow
good.
Up. I don't really know. It's going to tear.
Tear.
I don't know. Something collapse. Bad's happening. Collapse. I don't know. It goes away.
I don't know.
Like, they didn't really delve into that. Yeah, just blow up, I guess. But on to the points. After seeing that the bracelet can absorb Carol's powers, I'm way more intrigued to watch Ms. Marvel for more info on them. Since the boy right here, Mr. Gonzo, made a very astute point last podcast, stating that Carol's powers come from an Infinity Stone.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell are these bracelets made out of?
Yeah. They're
from the Kree civilization.
But I didn't watch the show, so we probably should have done a little bit of background here.
Probably.
But Kamala Khan got it from Earth.
Yeah.
And the bracelets kind of give off like a Shang-Chi type vibe.
They definitely do.
So I think there's going to be some sort of connection there.
Okay.
I
can see that.
But who knows?
Yeah. But I'm just intrigued to see that thing just absorb the power of that. It was nuts. The general or the king, whoever it was, the Skrull on Tarnax, he was dope.
Yeah.
He had a little crown. He really stood up for his people, which I really enjoyed. Carol made the tough decision of leaving some Skrulls on Tarnax, because if they didn't leave and they did, even more were going to die.
Yeah.
But he, like, you could tell, like, when the camera panned, he accepted it.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, we got as much as we could. And then they have that conversation on the ship a little bit later where the acting was really well done. And from their point of view, I can understand why he was like, quit trying to help us.
I feel like occurred to me, but it seems like there's a pattern, because we've been talking about how Skrulls are always evil.
Yes.
There's a pattern of the Skrulls getting disappointed by their leaders or people trying to help.
Yes.
So I think maybe
trying to break out of that.
They're trying to break out of that. I'm like, you know what?
Just let us try.
No, they're going to be like, F you guys.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're on this planet.
Yeah.
We're going to invade this planet.
That could be a nice spin. That
would be a nice spin.
I could get behind that.
I want that to be the spin because I want them to be evil.
That's fair. I personally was not expecting to see Valkyrie in this movie. Yeah. And she's up there on, like, when it comes to, like, the Thor characters, I really, really enjoy, like, she is so much better than Jane. So much better than Jane.
Yeah.
Especially by the end of the quadrilogy that we have of Thor right now, Jane sucks. And
yeah.
Valkyrie's up there.
Eat my hammer!
Oh, that was just so awful.
Gosh.
It was
like, so... who is writing that?
So, no, you're not wrong. That's like, obviously we all know, like, the, he's a friend from work bar.
Yeah.
A, you know, that was the kid with cancer. Make-A-Wish yeah. kid. And even that bar was great. So, like, coming from a kid that has no writing experience and is dying.
Yeah.
Great. So who the hell is writing the Eat My Hammer if it's not a 9-year-old with cancer? How much worse can it get? Respectfully, of course. I don't think he made a recovery, but...
Like, why? I feel like it would have just been fine if she said, I'm the God of Thunder.
Yeah. Goddess of Thunder.
Yeah.
Yes.
Goddess of Thunder.
That would have been fire.
Eat my hammer?
Don't say anything. Just kill it. Yeah, I don't know.
It's a valid...
Ha-ha! Yeah, that's kung fu, but...
That would have been in the same boat.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. That's why I don't write the movies.
Yeah.
But it was just really great to see her.
Yeah.
She's swaggy as ever. I she is dope.
We discussed it
before. She got an aura.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a swaggy suit. I can't deny.
Yeah.
Like, I would like to wear that suit.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn, I haven't worn a suit in a long
time. With the loose tie?
I need to wear a suit.
I enjoy wearing suits.
I have a suit.
I have four?
Damn.
Okay.
I see you.
I could not imagine how life... I could not imagine how rough life was for Monica being blipped back just to find out that your mom died and then now you have nobody. That is so, so tough. I have a question for you.
Okay.
If Maria was blipped before she died, would she have died in the ether of wherever the people got blipped? Or do you think that she would have come back, she would have been blipped back and then died?
She comes back and then dies because I think
when
you get snapped,
yep.
It just...
You no longer exist.
Well, it puts them back to where they were at that moment, so correct. I don't think they even aged. They don't They don't age.
They don't age. Yeah, we find that out in Spider-Man. So that makes sense. That's kind of where I was leaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Guardian ship clears Carol's ship.
Yeah.
The only nice thing about Carol's ship, outside of the goose picture, which is mad cute... Anything to do with Goose in the ship was fire.
Anything to do with Goose in this movie.
Fire. That's great. It's great. Carol does have this like gold like windscreen or like visor type thing on her windshield. That's dope.
Super dope.
But overall, I mean, it's just, it doesn't even come close to the Milano.
Yeah.
The dress.
Fire.
That Carol swaps into when she starts to dance with her prince. Oh my God.
She looks good.
Unbelievable. My jaw was, I had to pick it up off my keyboard. It was ridiculous. Brie Larson, can we like hang out? I'll pay for the coffee. Not this paid, but in 2 weeks. George Porn, Amazon.
Hit him up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's got to test out his electric scooter real quick.
Yeah, I got to, you know, do my luggage stuff, all that. But she looked incredible. Dress was great.
Dress looked really good.
Yeah.
And I was gonna bring it up, and I'll bring it up later in my points. But I asked you, I was like, "How did she change into the dress?"
Yeah.
But it had like this like sparkle effect.
Yes.
It's like a Disney.
I was about to say it's a very Disney, type like Cinderella thing.
Yeah.
You know? Agreed. And my last point here is that the prince's battle suit, if you guys remember this, and even if you don't, it's gonna be up on the screen. The attire of his battle suit. Looks like an oil spill. Like when you pull up at the gas station and there's a puddle that had some oil in it.
Yeah.
They literally just took that color scheme and put it on clothes for him.
Yeah.
It's pretty ass. The helmet thing looked dope. It looked like Yeezy Foam Runners. Which he never put it on.
I know.
Which
bummed me out. I was waiting for him to put it on.
In one hand, I was like, that's dope. Put it on. It looks
dope.
I'm
like, okay.
Quit chatting.
Yeah.
But yeah. That's what I have for.
Just hold it for style.
I guess. I mean, he was drippy.
He's a stud. Yeah, that guy was a stud. My points. I'm going to jump back to when Monica, Captain Marvel, and Comic-Con yep. at the Khan's house, and Monica is explaining to Captain Marvel on her theory of...
use your powers, you swap.
Use your powers, you swap.
Yep.
And Captain Marvel's first thought, when I first watched this, her first thought was to
fly.
Use her powers to fly up into the sky.
Yes.
Don't really know about that thought process there.
Because as far as I'm aware, being able to fly is not a normal ability.
It's a power.
It's definitely a superpower.
So maybe we kind of discussed it. It's a little bit more, it has a little bit more complexity to it.
Yeah, it's a little bit more technical. At least the way I look at it is that like they have to use like their light ability. Because that's what like is bridging them together. Yeah. One can absorb, one can make shit out of it. Yeah. One uses it as a power source.
Yeah.
So I think like it's whenever they use manipulate. Their ability. Manipulate. Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. That was big time out of you. whenever they use like their light power, it seems like that's when they're changing.
Yeah.
But that's not really expressed. It just says when you use powers.
But it's using your power.
That's
flying's a fucking power. So
yeah, agreed.
You're basically almost killing a 13-year-old, 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if she
has
powers.
Super fan.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You're killing your super fan.
Yeah.
That would be a great episode for The Boys.
I would be.
Anyways, still on that scene when she flies up and then she switches, Kamala Khan is in the air now.
Yep.
Kamala Khan can't fly.
Correct.
Like we were just discussing.
Yep.
So they go through this whole thing of falling, which is like 10 minutes. Not realistic at all.
No.
Because that takes, what, 45 seconds maybe?
Yeah, probably. I mean, depending on what the height is.
Yeah. Like they're having time to think. Mm-hmm. Let me think.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You can't think.
Mm-mm. No, if you're skydiving and your chute doesn't pull and then your backup chute doesn't pull,
yeah,
you just like, well, I'm dying.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of, like, there is no time to be like, well, what else can I do?
Exactly.
You're just like, well, there's me.
Exactly.
Ground. Me.
But before they hit that point,
yes,
they switch.
Again.
And it's Captain Marvel. And this was one of my favorite scenes in this movie. It was literally a second.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel hits the ground, and Nick Fury says, oh, it's cool,
it's Carol. Don't worry. Yeah, it's Carol.
And then it cuts away.
Yeah.
I thought that was super funny.
I think there was some really good humor
Fury had some really...
Fury had some good ones.
When they're falling from the ship, the escape pod.
Keep praying, we know the hell we can get.
Keep praying, we know the hell we can get.
That was
random. Amen. Amen.
Just randomly. Yeah. That was also, yeah, that had me
that
in
was
tears.
Good. That was good.
Yeah. I think, yeah, there were some really good comedy bits in this movie that didn't feel like, ugh.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I do appreciate that.
Darben is an interesting villain. It wasn't one of my favorites.
Definitely not.
She doesn't blink. It's very weird. She's just like this the whole time. Carol Danvers.
Mm.
Oh, the Monica. Annihilator.
Mm. Yes.
You know?
Hammer.
Yeah. I'm gonna take your atmosphere.
That's such a crazy
that is
threat.
I'll give that to her.
That's a hard bar, yeah.
That's a hard bar.
That's a Thanos level threat.
Taking an ocean.
Crazy.
That's pretty tough.
That's pretty crazy.
I wish they just made her more like menacing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Where am I at? Sorry. Sometimes I lose my notes.
Mm.
I kind of wanted to point out, I don't want to jump too far, but this is just a mid thought.
Okay.
Halfway in. This movie is definitely built for a younger audience.
Absolutely.
When we're talking about Kamala Khan's, like, comic book illustrations, animations, we're talking about them working together, figuring out how to use their powers, how to work together. It's a little bit more of, like, a Disney... This is a Disney movie.
Yeah.
It's a Disney... It's giving Disney, like, Disneyland-type Disney.
Agreed.
It's not so much of Marvel...
Yeah,
I feel like,
even
though there's Marvel characters and this is a Marvel movie,
yeah,
but it's definitely I feel like written.
Yeah, it's like it's a Marvel movie that they threw certain points had a Marvel feel,
yeah.
But the majority of the movie was more of a Disney feel.
Yeah, and then like another one like when they go to is it Tarnax,
Aladna, when they start singing,
they're singing.
Yeah.
There's a dance.
Which, by the way, kind of wasn't all that bad.
No, that was great. I thought that was I thought that was cool. That'd be annoying to sing the entire fucking time. Agreed. But that's all you know.
Yeah. Or like that's another funny comedy scene where like the guy's like, and they have two friends. One could be more cheerful.
That was funny. And then like the dress, the prince, princess, yeah. Yep. Like
very
Disney. Yeah.
Disney.
This is agreed. A Disney movie.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then I think, I don't want to jump too far ahead. I think that's kind of where I wanted to stop.
So Act 3 begins with them fighting on Aladna.
Okay.
So if you have anything
else. Let me shoot a couple more at you.
All right.
How is the dude... Oh, sorry. Before I ask that question.
All right.
They're at Saber.
Yeah.
Kamala's dad is talking to one of the Saber employees.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, because he looks human.
He does.
Talks like he's human.
Agreed.
He's a very big dude.
He's... Yeah.
He could do some damage.
Yeah.
And some sports. I'm not going to lie.
So don't get him on the boys. I mean, he need a new linebacker.
Yeah. But how is he 306 years old?
Yeah.
But I'm assuming there's aliens on that?
Yeah. We saw like a yellow guy in the background at one point. So we could assume that they're hiring all around the galaxy.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just like, it threw me off. Like, you're not even going to explain that.
Yeah, there was no...
There's not a lot of aliens in Saber.
Correct.
They all look human, so I'm assuming they're human.
Agreed. And they're all going back to Earth.
Exactly. And you're right next to Earth.
Yeah.
So, like, everything connects to, like, okay, these are just human employees.
Yeah. Like, they worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. and they had high enough class, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
To go up and work there. Agreed.
So, that's what I was just...
It's a weird confused one. About. It's a weird one. And also, I will say, I'd be a little bit jealous... if I was Kamala Khan's dad, he's talking about the compound interest of the 401ks and everything. And then he's like, oh, I'm 306 or 307 or whatever. He's probably like, damn, the compound interest on a guy that's 300 years old. That is guap. Because people are walking
around with
$10, $15 million by the time they're 65.
Yeah, you could pull out your money then. 306 years old. Well, yeah, you could pull it out.
Then. Yeah, I guess so.
No, I mean, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
probably
yeah.
like 10% of it.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. $8 million? Just ruin the world economy.
But that's, I think that's my last thought, yeah.
Okay.
That's my last thought for Act 2, and
okay.
I'm ready for Act 3.
Yeah.
And I'm not hearing any screaming, and I think they're ready for
Act 3. Yeah, I don't think I am either.
I think they're all Bummer. Calm. Yeah. Well, you're here, so there's no screaming. They're in, like, a calm.
Oh, is that the reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Most people are scared, so. All right, well, let's jump into Act 3 real quick, get it over with. Darben arrives and the fight begins, but Carol and Kamala swap spots and Darben sees that Kamala has the other bracelet. Against all odds, Darben is able to create another jump point and siphons the water of Aladna. Oh, Aladna, whatever.
See?
Whatever
it's
it is.
It's a struggle.
Yeah. A-L-A-D-N-A? Aladdin. I don't know.
I was like, Aladdin?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, well, there's no way. I'm going to get made fun of if I fucking say Aladdin.
Yeah. A jump point appears next to Saber, which causes some malfunctions, and they need to evacuate, but there aren't enough escape pods. Mm. Fury realizes that these unidentified objects are actually eggs, and they are actually the spawn of Goose.
I thought it was a brain.
Dude, when I saw it too, that's what I thought.
I was like...
When they were like, should we tell Fury about this? I thought it was like a brain or like a slice of a head.
Yeah.
I was like, that's not good at all.
Yeah, but it's an egg.
It's gross.
It was crazy.
Those kittens, though, very cute. They made sure to get the cutest ones in this movie.
There's some CGI to some of
them. Absolutely, bro. What? Darben creates another jump point near the sun, so the Marvels go to intercept her. Darben handles herself quite well in a 3v1 fight, but eventually she is stabbed by some debris. Monica tells her that Carol can restart her sun from the energy that she holds. She doesn't need to take Earth's sun. Carol helps Darben up, but she crosses them and threatens Kamala's life to take the second bracelet. Carol flies Darben out into space to protect everybody, and Darben dies trying to use said bracelets. I think the reason why is because she's trying to go like this, and this is like Wakanda forever, bitch. Not Kree.
You could also say Wonder Woman.
No. 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 It's Wakanda.
Yeah, it is Wakanda forever. But
yeah.
Like,
no, yeah, it well, is.
Yeah.
She also be doing that.
Wakanda forever.
Imagine Wonder Woman just slips that in once.
That'd be so funny.
So funny.
Everyone's what if there was, like, a DC Marvel crossover?
Yeah.
And then they, like, there's like a huge battle.
Yeah.
And then she's doing this, and like as she's doing it, like Wakandans are like, fuck off.
All the crowd. Yeah.
She's like, okay.
T'Challa's like, where are you from? It was good. Monica tells the group that the jump point is tearing itself and that it's a different reality bleeding into theirs. So they need to charge Monica with all of their energy so they can fix it. Monica tells them that she has to stay on the other side of the jump point to fully repair it, and then she disappears. Kamala comes back to Earth after it's all said and done and tells Fury they lost Monica and that Carol is going to Hala to restart their son. Back in Louisiana, Carol is giving Monica's home to the Khans. I don't know if she has the authority to do that. They haven't talked in years, and then they hang out for a day. She's like, oh, I'll give away your house. Sorry.
Is Monica cool with that?
That's what I'm saying.
Actually, I think she would be cool with that.
Probably, but like, you should probably get permission.
Yeah.
Like, if you have a homie come over and I'm gone, like, would I care if your homie slept in my bed? No.
No.
You want to give me a heads up, though?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And just walk in, some dude just sleeping. Like, hey, bro.
Brian? the end of the movie, we see Kamala in Kate Bishop's apartment. And she tells Kate she's putting together a team. And she wants her involved, as well as Cassie. I mean, I guess we'll talk about it a little bit. Mm-hmm. End credit scene, we see Monica in the hospital, laying next to her mom, when Beast walks in. So Maria stands up, showing she has on a suit, and asks Monica who she is. And that, folks, right there is going to be the end of Act 3 and concludes the movie as itself.
Mm. Good job.
Boom, thank you.
It would be terrifying to get eaten by a Flerken.
So scary.
I would have PTSD if Nala just...
Yeah, I mean, one... how many tentacles are touching me? Like, because like, from what I understand, like when an octopus touches you, it like gives you like a hickey pretty much because of the suction. So if I'm getting wrapped up in that,
yeah,
I don't want that. And also, it's pretty slimy.
As like, what's the stay in there?
Agreed. I mean, they did eat furniture. Oh, I guess the kittens didn't. But Goose ate some furniture earlier.
Like, am I getting like?
So I'm going to Goose pop a squat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Or just like a fleshy belly.
Am I getting like a bed? Am I getting
give me a brewski or maybe?
What is it? Some food, like a hotel, like they give you like free breakfast in the morning.
Oh, continental breakfast. Yes. Thank you. Yes, thank absolutely. You.
Am I getting that?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to eat. I can't stay in there forever.
Absolutely.
So like.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, you bring it up valid points here.
Like, I'm going to need. Oh, and if that's not the case, mm-hmm. before you eat me, grab my bed.
Yeah.
Let me go grocery shopping.
Exactly. Let me meal prep a little bit.
Yeah, let me get some goldfish or something. Keep me going a little.
You should go like this.
Oh, I got like a...
You got an alfalfa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay. gotta get some Gatorade.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta get those electrolytes for sure.
And if it's squishy, let me get like a little plate. I like to work out.
Yeah.
Get some push-ups in. Stay absolutely. Active. Just absolutely. In case you like... I'm in there for like a month.
Yeah. No, agreed. You know? Agreed. I couldn't agree more. And also, within the kittens, I mean, I guess for all...
Yeah.
But are these... pockets in these Flerken when you're inside them, are you normal size and like it just it's like one of those like I forget what the term is, but we learned about it in Into the Spider-Verse, but where it's like the comic book like pockets.
Yeah, it's
or is it like do you shrink while you're in there? You know what I mean?
I mean, you're gonna have to shrink to go in the mouth of the cat.
Yes.
But I mean, I thought you kind of explained it when you read about the Flerkens, that they have
pockets. Yeah.
Pockets of space.
Yeah.
In there.
I just don't know what the sizes are.
Yeah.
Like, are they equivalent to the body or whatever? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or is it like
I think
I said,
it's huge.
Yeah. Like those cartoon pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think I say the same size.
We should go find a Flerken.
I think we could do
that. Test her out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Actually, well, I have that date with Bree in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'll talk to her. I mean, she's severely allergic, but I'm sure she can get me in contact.
Yeah, yeah. Tell her to give me Monica's number.
Okay, I can do that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When she finds her.
Double date?
When she finds Monica.
Yeah, yeah, well, you may need to pass onto a different reality.
Yeah.
You guys still have hair over there.
Yeah.
Let me know about that.
Yeah.
That'd be
crazy.
That would be
just insane. A totally different person.
Yeah.
6'5". Shredded.
Not a fat piece of ass.
Yeah. That'd not cool. fat. Stop.
I'm but 6'5". Funny.
Shredded.
Yeah. Hair.
Hair.
Locks of hair.
Lots
it's
of hair.
So good looking.
Trillionaire. hanging out with Elon on the weekend.
Yeah, you know, just hanging out. I thought you were just going to say, and the weekend. I was like, I don't really care for Abel, but sure, I guess.
Yeah, the weekend, he's all right. Anyway, he has a song every now and then that kind of like...
I'm a motherfucking star boy. Alan Bangs.
Anyways. Yeah. The end fight scene wasn't the greatest. It was all right.
Yeah.
But it's just, in this movie, it's kind of a little bit of my overall thoughts. Okay. I don't really have too much for Act 3.
Yeah.
Kind of wanted to sum it up. It's kind of, this movie kind of seemed like everything was treated like a joke, even though, like, there's these world-ending events, even the Skrulls losing their homes, even though Aladdin's losing their water.
Yep.
They don't really show too much emotion towards it.
Agreed.
Like, there'll be emotion when it's happening.
Yeah. Like, there's a blip for, like, 15 seconds on Tarnax. There's, like, a 10-second clip after Aladdin.
Like, on their ship.
Yep.
Carol's having a little bit PTSD in a way. Oh, I also wanted to touch on another point, too. PTSD, in a way.
Yeah.
And, like, then, like, it changed to another scene.
Yeah.
And they're, like, all happy-go-lucky.
Yep.
The flow in this movie was terrible.
Agreed.
And I forgot to point this out in one of my thoughts, but I do like Carol's, how they do have the mind reader.
Yeah.
Her, like, PTSD of her memories.
Yeah, yeah. She's, like, trying to get them back, and she's working through, like, trauma.
Yeah.
Like, a therapy.
And, like, her going through and destroying the super intelligence, which looked stupid. I'm not going to lie.
That was fire. I liked it.
Like, destroying it?
Yeah.
Looks great.
Yeah.
The super intelligence, the way it looked?
Stupid.
Looked stupid.
Stupid. Agreed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that.
It, like, doesn't need to have a face, bro. Like, it's a computer.
It doesn't need to be that.
Agreed. I actually had to rewind because I was like, are those eyes? And I rewind another 15 seconds and I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, we got a second MODOK? Like, what the hell are we doing?
It did not look good.
Yeah. Agreed.
And then I was a little, like, frustrated about... Carol has this whole Disneyland or Disney movie-type vibe on Aladdin.
Yeah.
And they lose... The planet is, like, 99% of water.
Yeah.
There's a little percentage of land.
Yeah.
And
Darben.
Takes it.
Yeah.
You're going to not check for survivors? You're not going to check on your prince?
I do have a question about that. Because we don't know how much water Hala takes. So I'm curious to know if, like, the amount of water that Hala needed versus what Aladdin had. Maybe they only had to take
8%. 8%, I mean, but still, you're not checking in?
Agreed. No, I 1,000% agree. I mean, the sea levels just dropped
a
good amount.
I mean,
people are dead after what just happened.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's going to affect the planet quite a bit.
Definitely. Definitely.
A lot of these events are going to affect the planet.
Yeah.
Like, the atmosphere, that planet's gone.
Gone.
The sun, our sun going away.
Yeah.
I mean, even though it was pulling.
Yeah.
It's still going to...
I don't know...
That's going to affect our planet.
Yeah. I don't know the exact stat is. I should have looked it up before, but I'm not very smart. But I want to say it's like, if the sun moved, like... Let's just call it like a thousand feet away from us, we'd be frozen. And if it moved 1,000 feet closer to us, we'd like be on fire.
There's a lot of things.
So like for a black hole to be this far away from it and it pulling it away, Earth is screwed.
Like it's not going to just stay there.
No.
You're not, like it's going to just take
it's an object. Sun. Yeah, exactly.
Like what is it fucking holding on to?
Agreed.
And then it's pulling energy from the sun. If that's flare. Towards the planet, that's a solar flare.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure real life here, we're 100% due for a solar flare.
Yeah.
So just prep for that. But still.
Not really much you can do there.
Problem with
sunglasses.
That. But, I mean, it looks super dope. I like the way it looks.
Yeah.
I like the little jump point, how it's like a little hexagon.
Mm-hmm.
I've always liked that.
Yeah, me too.
I've seen that throughout the MCU, mostly Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
But... This movie was, I don't even want to say it's bad. It's just built for a younger audience.
Agreed. They really put the PG in the PG-13 or whatever the rating was.
It's not like...
It definitely was at least PG-13.
The story's there. It really is.
Yeah.
The villain was the worst thing.
I think if the villain was better, I think this movie would have been more loved,
yeah.
more enjoyed.
Yeah. I wouldn't say story, sorry. The plot. Like, them getting their powers.
Yeah.
The origin of the villain.
Yeah.
The pulling the atmosphere, taking the water. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
But, like, the emotion is just not Agreed. There. The Agreed. Writing is just not there.
Agreed.
But, yeah, that's all I got for my act.
Okay. Well, for me, speaking about Darben, the villain, everything like that, I wish we got to see the hammer get used more in this film. Yeah.
For
when
sure.
they're on Aladdin, I like that we just adapted that. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
We see her like use the hammer to like sort of fly and like float over to an area, and I thought that was super cool. And that obviously shows that it can shoot some sort of projectile or energy beam or something. And then we see her like hit the floor with the hammer, and there's like a crazy blast. And it was just such an impactful weapon for the MCU for it to not really be used throughout this entire film.
It's crazy too because. Ronan had that.
Yeah.
But it had an Infinity Stone
in it. I was going to say, and then threw a freaking Infinity Stone in it for fun.
Yeah, so is that the same weapon, or did that one get destroyed, and then they make another Cosmo Rod?
I think that's what it is. I think they made a new one. Okay. But I don't know. I don't, you know.
Yeah, it's a dope weapon, though.
It is a dope weapon.
Terrible name. Cosmo Rod's better.
Agreed. Gonzo called it. Goose having babies on Saber and then using the Flerken to help them evacuate. I just thought that was really neat.
Yeah.
Really nice. We kind of already talked about it, but it just looks really slimy in there. So I'm not super into that either.
Goose was my favorite in this movie for sure. Or one of my favorites. Nick Fury was great in this movie.
There as well.
Great in this movie.
Yeah.
A lot better
than he was. So much better. After Darben is stabbed by the debris, the Marvels were like, hey, can we have your bracelet now? And Darben's like, no. You were stabbed to the floor. I understand that, like, you know, mutilation of, like, a dying and or dead body is, like, a war crime. I'm taking that. I'm cutting your arm off to take the bracelet. I don't care.
There was a lot of flaws in that scene.
So that was weird. Also, I wanted to bring this up. I guess I deleted it. I'm stupid. But Nick Fury, while they're doing, like, the three-way fight,
yeah.
One's in Saber.
And they're on the
elevator.
Yeah.
Yeah. One's at Kamala Khan's house and one's on Tarnax. Nick Fury starts shooting an alien weapon on the elevator.
Kamala Khan gave it to him.
No, I know that. Not smart to be shooting a weapon in space.
Never mind.
Without windows.
Oh, yeah. I got it.
Dude, it's a whole scene. She, like, tosses it to him.
Yeah. It's like she can't breathe in space.
Correct. Especially him, yeah.
Especially him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a little not
okay,
smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like just take it off of her. Why are you asking permission? I guess you're being nice. I appreciate that. But when you say no, I'm taking it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a formality for me to ask.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it would have been cool if Nick Fury, like, actually shot the window. And then, like, all three of them were trying to save Nick Fury.
That would have been cool.
You know?
Yeah. That'd be neat. Yeah. I also feel like maybe Nick Fury's got, like, some sort of, like, implant where it's, like, kind of like a Star-Lord's helmet. Where, like, if in times of need, like, in times of danger, it just...
he's
like, nah, I'm chilling. Like, don't y'all worry.
I mean, if he's in
space... I had this in Age of Ultron.
If he's in space, he's probably thinking, I mean, if the ship blows up...
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. I need to figure out a way to...
He's got a plan for everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
Except for Secret Invasion.
Except for Secret Invasion. Literally just walking around.
Yeah. Just literally just walking
taking
around.
Taking a stroll.
Yeah.
Hey, Carol.
Kidnapped. Darben dies, and it looks very similar to how the people... that used the Power Stone in Guardians of the Galaxy died.
Mm-hmm.
Examples being the Collector's Assistant, the Guardians, and Ronan. It just has, like, it's a cracked,
yeah.
like, purple glow at yeah. first, and then...
It's exactly what it was from... It's probably from... That's probably... We could look into it more, but maybe those are created from the Power Stone.
That definitely could be it. which would make sense for the Infinity... Yeah.
Look to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was, like, one of my... throughout all those in Guardians 1, obviously, it was something I really enjoyed. I don't really like, like, the plume of smoke that comes after. I feel like that was a little bit much.
Yeah.
But when they're, like, cracking and you see the purple coming out of them, I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you were a sucker for that, obviously, purple. But it
every villain is fucking purple. I mean, I'm actually getting tired of it now.
Yeah.
Change the colors up.
Well, I mean, we got Cassie.
Give him orange.
Give them orange.
Yellow. Or, I don't know, give them something else than purple.
I agree. I think they're tarnishing your name.
I'm getting tired of seeing a villain with purple, actually.
Yeah, we've had a lot. It's pretty stupid at this point.
Yeah.
The different reality bleeding into theirs was a nice connection to our current saga.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving Monica over there was also kind of nice. And it makes me think that we're going to see a lot more Monica soon. Which makes me excited because I enjoy her. And obviously it would make sense that we're going to see more of her because we have a person on the inside. But I got to say earlier in this when I was talking to you that I've been looking forward to Monica's character since WandaVision. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't know what she is or what she's able to do, but like, there's going to be something cool with her.
I have too. I wasn't let down
by this movie with her.
No, she did really good in this movie. I really liked her character in this movie.
Agreed.
And her pot, like when they get her, when she absorbs all that energy,
she looks, her white eyes, that looked crazy.
That looked insane.
Yeah. And to really summarize the last, I don't know, 50 minutes of this podcast, the moral of this movie is that the Kree didn't learn their lesson the first time that Carol beat them. So then they tried a second time, and then Carol beat him again, but then she felt bad, so she decided to help him out later. So, you know, kind of keep that in your mind.
Yeah.
Another great connection at the end of this movie was to set up the Young Avengers. It was a nice connection. Once again, I enjoyed that. Starting to get some answers, sort of.
They kind of pulled from the old Iron Man.
I was going to say, it's the Iron Man Thaddeus Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting together a team.
Yeah.
Putting together a team.
Did you talk about your post-credit scene?
I'm about to.
Okay, go for it. Because I forgot to do that. I could just add on.
In the end credit scene, Beast says that Charles wants an update. So, the context clues lets us know that this is not the reality that Doctor Strange went to in Multiverse of Madness because Charles died pretty graphically in that movie. So, we know it's not that, and, I think there's some other stuff we can kind of weasel out to figure out more specifically what reality this is, but that's kind of what I have.
Yeah, I liked, I really like that post-credit scene.
Yep.
I'm really excited to see where that is included into the timeline.
Yep.
I liked the aspect of Monica seeing her mom.
That was super cool.
I feel like that'd be crazy to see like a different version of your mom.
Yeah.
And she's younger.
Yep.
Healthy. Healthy, yeah. Yep. Suit looked really good.
This is the second time she's been Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a better suit, too. The silver was all right. But it was too much from our Captain Marvel.
I was going to say.
You know?
I really enjoyed this movie's Captain Marvel suit, but if we didn't get this suit, I would be like, the binary suit clears.
Yeah, this one's got like a original look.
Agreed. Yeah.
The Beast.
Unbelievable.
He looked really good.
He did.
Very excited.
Question.
Yeah.
From what I remember, you've stated that you're not the biggest fan of Professor Hulk.
No, but I do like the Beast, because that's his character.
In the early X-Men, he's a beast.
Yeah,
he's not intelligent like that. But I don't know his exact story. I didn't watch
all the X-Men. Yeah, that is true.
But
you are right there.
He definitely is a ravaging beast for a while, and then he becomes smart. And
I didn't really... when I did look at comics and read them, I didn't really look into the X-Men comics as much. And then when I got exposed to the X-Men, it was only through...
The films.
Yeah. And he was smart throughout, I think, every single one of those, really.
Most of them. I think some of the earlier ones, he wasn't, but like the majority, I think so. So something changed, and I don't know what it was. Yeah. But
I do like him as a smart.
I do as well.
I think it fits everyone. Him.
Every team kind of needs that person.
I think it fits him better.
I would agree with that.
I think Hulk just needs to be Hulk. We need something.
That's fair.
That's like a beast.
That's fair.
I know his name's a beast.
Yeah.
But we need something that's just dumb.
Yeah.
Smash. You tell what to do.
Smash.
And smash.
Agreed. Agreed. Before we do rating, would you mind if we take a brief pause?
Go for it.
Great.
Rating.
Yes. We're back. Sorry about that. Thank you so much for the brief pause.
Yeah. Had to take a whiz.
Eh.
Not me. This guy.
Right here. Yeah. Drain the main vein.
Stays hydrated.
Everything's small, so
yeah.
Can't retain a lot.
I do look up to him with... He's definitely helped me... stay hydrated. This dude drinks a lot of water.
I'd be slamming water.
Yeah.
Liquids, it's really impressive. Liquids in general.
Yeah, dude. You do like liquids.
I've got two cups here. And regardless of, like, if I could, I would go the rest of my life just drinking things.
Yeah.
I don't like the act of eating, but, like, smoothies. I mean, acai bowls. I mean, it's, you don't really need to chew that. But, like, milkshakes. Let me talk about how many beers I'll kill in a night. Like, it's not good.
When I took out the garbage.
Yeah.
Those little shooters. Yeah. He had a good night.
I made a crazy cocktail.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was super good.
But we're gonna jump to our rating.
Yes.
I think mine's a little too harsh. I think it is way too harsh.
Okay.
But this is my rate. Oh, I'm so sorry, audience. This
definitely is, just like made four people deaf.
This is my rating.
Yeah.
Like how I look at the film.
Absolutely.
If I were to suggest it to a younger audience, I would say it's probably a good film.
Mm-hmm.
But for me?
Yeah, I mean, this is how you interpret it.
Yeah.
So
you ready to go?
Yep, give me the countdown.
3, 2, 1, go.
7, 6.
6, 5.
That's not as much as I was expecting.
Okay.
Of a gap.
Okay. It's actually not. I thought it was going to be way different. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be, yours might be a little higher.
No, I mean, there's no way I was putting this over Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And I believe I gave Captain Marvel an 8.
I think I gave it a 7 something. I don't remember.
I think you gave it like a high 7.
High 7. Oh, seven, it was like a 7, 7, 7, 8.
Yeah, something like that. And for me, I wrote down that the reason why I rated it this high was because of the amount of connections made to this movie. And to me, this is arguably one of the more important Marvel movies that's come out since Endgame, especially for this saga. Bridging some of the questions that we've had, and honestly, with how short of this movie is, you kind of get a great concept of what this saga is about, of the multiverse and everything like that. Yeah. But it would have been better if the villain was not garbage. The villain was just super underwhelming, and that really tanked it for me.
100%.
There was no, like, Carol was more menacing than the villain.
Yeah, she was the villain.
The Annihilator?
She was the villain in the movie.
That, exactly.
Annihilator, destruction, destroying.
Yeah. Like,
killing.
Killing. Thousands.
Yeah.
So that was, I mean, that's my reasoning for giving it the score that I did.
Yeah. I agree. I've been saying it. It's built for a younger audience, I feel like. But
I do agree with that.
Overall, you had, what was your, I wanted to touch on your first point. I'm like spacing on it for some reason.
Let me just,
sorry.
No, you're good. Jesus. The amount of connections made to this movie?
Yeah. I do agree. The connections to this movie has been what we've been asking for.
I was
going
to say, we've been begging for months now.
We got
year now.
Yeah, we got Monica in a movie. No.
Yep, about time.
We got connected. That's connected to Wanda.
Yep.
We got Kamala Khan. She had her own show. That's connected now to Captain Marvel.
Yep.
And we got the Marvels together.
Yep.
We got Fury. We know kind of what he's doing now.
Yep, and this is post-Secret Invasion, so yeah, we
would
know what's
have
going
really...
on.
You're going to find this funny. Really enjoyed Saber, Surveillance, Celestial out of Earth.
Oh, it's super cool.
It would have been dope to see the Celestial out of Earth from Saber. But
that would have been really neat.
Waiting for, I think after that connection, you don't need to do anything else.
Honestly. It's like, even in the background of like the next Shang-Chi, there's just a construction crew that's like cutting it out of the ground. And that's it.
Yeah.
You just don't see it anymore. As much as it would hurt me, that means we're not going in the Celestial route. Yeah.
I'm assuming it's gonna have some sort of power material.
Yeah, of course.
Some villains gonna use it or something.
Yeah,
and something like that. But yeah, this movie, the villain just was, like you said,
yeah,
so underwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't blink, really threw me off.
Yeah, that is a good observation out of you. Because now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, I don't see her.
She's blink. Just like this the whole time, and she has it's pretty noticeable. She has contacts in.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think this is kind of what I expected.
That's fair.
From this movie.
Yeah, okay. Then I'm glad that it didn't underperform for you.
It really didn't.
I mean, we've had this mindset for a couple years now.
Yeah.
Pre-podcast of going into a Marvel movie with no expectations because we've been let down so many times. So yeah.
It's hard to like not go into a movie without expectations, especially when it's been out for a while, you're seeing all the reviews,
comments
of what people talk about it.
Yeah.
But honestly, Captain Marvel was really good in this movie. She looks great. She's very attractive.
Yes.
Her hair look right here.
Yeah. Psh, yeah. Yeah.
Forget about it.
Great. If you just want
to. And Monica is very attractive.
Yeah. just give your voice a ring.
Yeah. But yeah. That's all fair. I got for my reason for my rating.
Okay. But well, you want to talk to me about the topic question?
Oh, yeah. I was going to hit my announcer voice real quick. So topic question is, and I'm going to add on to a little bit of this.
Okay.
But what do you think Captain Marvel's future will be in the MCU? And I'm kind of talking about not just like in that universe. I'm talking about
as a broader multiverse.
Brie Larson, like the
actor. Oh.
Because like, I've been seeing interviews with her.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't seem too interested.
Yeah.
Into the character. This movie flopped terribly.
Yeah.
Are they going to do the same thing with Ant-Man? Are they not going to make another Captain Marvel?
Okay, yeah.
Is she going to have a smaller part into the mm-hmm. bigger films? Or is she going to still be the Captain Marvel we know from... Like, is she going to make an impact like she did in Endgame?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I think logistically, if we're talking about the actress, we have to talk about the contract. And I don't know what she signed for. Obviously, she's got... I don't know if we can call this a solo film.
Okay.
We've got two quote-unquote solo films.
Yeah.
And then we've got what? We got her in Endgame.
Yeah.
Didn't get her in Infinity War, right?
Nope.
No. So we've got her in three films?
Yes. I feel like you said Endgame.
Yep. Captain Marvel, The Marvels. I mean, she might be in Miss Marvel.
No, we're missing one.
We have to be, right?
We're missing one. She's in, no. Damn, I don't know. We're missing one, though. It's really frustrating me. We know of the three.
Yeah. Possibly a fourth. So I don't know if... I feel as though that her contract is sort of coming to an end.
Yeah.
But whether that's it's already come to an end and she's re-signed for another set of movies or whatever. Obviously, logistically, if we're talking about the actress, we have to bring that up. And I don't fully know. I didn't do any research about that. But I do think that she is still a force to reckon with, and I do think that that's something that Marvel wants to keep. And I do, I feel as though, I mean, there was a lot of mixed reviews about this movie when it came out, but it didn't seem a lot of attack towards Brie Larson this time. It felt a little bit more towards Kamala Khan.
Kind of like what I've been, like yeah. what I was saying, like Disney.
Yeah, Disney. It seemed more about the movie
yeah.
and how underwhelming it was, yeah. and not a specific hate towards Brie Larson as it once was. So I'm thinking that the people are starting to warm up to her about damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's still going to be around. I think the Marvel, like the MCU, wants to keep her around because of how big of a force that she is. I do think that she's going to kind of maybe take a more sidestep and let these other characters grow.
100%.
And we'll probably see her in these big films of like, damn, what's going on Earth? Let me pull up and help. Kind of like what she did in Endgame. But I don't know if we're going to see a third. I don't think that we will.
I don't think we will either.
But and I don't think it's actually, anything more than just out of the fact that what more of a story can you tell?
Actually,
she blew up Paula. There's no more Supreme AI. We know where she got her power. She's now reconnected with Monica. The only thing that you can really further would be something of like her tracking down Monica. But I think that that's something that's going to happen possibly in Secret Wars, where they're going between the dimensions and the different realities. Is where we'll see Monica and have her possibly come back.
Okay.
So I don't think that that will be a standalone movie with Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I think it would probably be, like you said, like an Avengers type movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Marvel's taking a different route now. This was before Deadpool, I think, was even...
Correct.
...released or even talked about.
Yeah.
Honestly, I have some high expectations for Deadpool, and I honestly have full faith.
I was going to say, Deadpool is one of those ones you can go in with expectations because we've dinged them twice and both have been out of the park.
Yeah, and I think that's going to change
the landscape. The
landscape of Marvel.
Yeah.
Because if this movie, because I know it's going to be graphic, there's going to be cussing, there's going to be all this stuff.
There's going to be blood, there's going to be death.
If this is one of the highest grossing Marvel movies...
Yeah.
They're going to be like, okay, that's how we get it back. Let's do more of this.
Yeah.
Imagine a Captain Marvel solo movie
yeah.
with that type of attitude
yeah.
towards writing, storytelling,
yep.
It would be unbelievable.
And think about, like, I mean, we've harped on it a lot, but just to re-bring it up again, Thor and that sort of
yeah. type thing as well. I think that's going to come.
I think it will as well. I think they're also, they have to, obviously, MCU has a very broad audience.
Yeah.
But I, maybe I'm being narrow-minded because of my age and my friends are my age, but I feel like the specific age group that's paying the most money to go watch these movies in theaters are over the age of at least 16, and if, north of 16, 18, something like that, where you can have those swear words and have a little bit of blood and it not affect that many people.
Not even 16, 18. Honestly, like, every time I go to the theater
Same.
To watch a movie, it's...
Adults.
Adults.
30s.
Older, younger.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's been older, and I'm 26. We're 26.
25.
25, sorry. 26,
25. Yeah.
And like in the 20s, I think.
So that's kind of what I'm saying.
I think they just might have just misjudged their audience.
I think so as well. And to circle back on what you were saying, hopefully after Deadpool's success, they will do that and realize, like, oh, our fan base is definitely of age.
Yeah.
We don't have to knock these guys out every time.
Yeah.
Like, does it have to be the boys level gore? No.
No.
Be entertaining.
Yeah.
But not necessary. But like, if you get shot, let me see some blood on the wall.
This could be like an unpopular opinion, but like the boys, there's obviously a lot of like hate towards when like we Marvel shows like there's a lesbian character, mm-hmm. a gay character, a new black character,
yeah,
and with the boys there's lesbian characters,
yep,
there's black characters,
yep. There's a guy that fucks fish.
There's nobody having a problem with it because the story's good.
Yep.
You can say, like, I'm gay or I'm proud to be African American, all that stuff,
whatever,
all the politics stuff. If the story's good, if there's gore, it's entertaining.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
It
doesn't matter. But those get highlighted when the movie's bad.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed with that.
So I think we're on the climb.
I think we are.
And I'm very
I think we're at the end of the dip, for sure.
It's been a rough dip. It's been a rough dip.
Yeah.
But welcome back, folks.
Marvel News.
Marvel News.
With your host,
Tyler and Clay.
There it is. I don't know if you were going to go with your actual announcer name. I was like, I don't have
one. I can't Rick Morty. That's esports.
That's fair.
He's taking the day off.
Oh, is he? Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. Well, let's start it off with something pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Michael Douglas, a.k.a. our boy Hank, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. Hank Pym, has revealed that he requested for his character to be killed off in Quantumania.
Would have loved it. Love him.
Same. We talked about that there needed to be a death.
Yeah, I would have loved it. I love him. He's great.
Same. Would have been devastated.
Would have been devastated.
And that's what you necessary.
Need. You need that death.
Yes. I mean, we harped on it for probably a half an hour in our Quantumania podcast. Yeah. Go check it out. It's on the channel.
Yeah.
I
think he said he wanted it to be honorable.
Yeah. And he was like, with all like this crazy special effects happening, I would have loved an honorable, like, cool death.
I would have liked a
same
graphic one.
Same.
Kane just like...
Yeah. Splits him in half.
Splits him in half. That'd be that would have been the craziest thing to see.
Agreed.
That would have changed that whole movie.
Dude, I would that
the that would have been one of the that would have been one of the greatest Marvel movies.
Yeah. Agreed. So a little sad, but maybe they got some crazy cooking for Hank. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Sorry if I butcher this name. But Norrin Rad, aka Silver Surfer, is set to appear in the Fantastic Four alongside Shalabal.
Yes. So we harped on it in the last podcast about it being Shia LaBeouf, but it seems as though we are going to get a Silver Surfer, the male, the one that you were.
Really it could be a couple.
To. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would love a little team of them. That'd be sick.
That'd be crazy. I just like the look of the Silver Surfer. The comics are dope. Just this like lone
mm-hmm. traveler.
Traveler.
Yeah.
I love that theme.
Yeah. Venom, The Last Dance, has been pushed up so the U.S. election doesn't shadow its release. The movie will now release October 25th instead of November 8th.
Smart move.
Agreed.
There's a lot of angry people.
Agreed. No one's going to want to go to the theaters.
Nobody's going to want to go to the theaters.
So, definitely smart out of them. Probably is going to help them catch an extra $80 million.
Maybe more.
Exactly, yeah.
So. Depending on how the election goes. No,
you're not wrong.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Oh. Deadpool and Wolverine's second trailer has been released.
Make sure you guys are keeping an eye on the channel. There will be a breakdown coming
There's
soon.
There's going to be a breakdown. Great trailer.
Great trailer.
Loved.
So every, exciting.
Loved every bit of it.
Oh, dude.
Wolverine's hair looks different, but I love it. Mm-hmm. It's like a, I can't think of it, like a mullet in a way. His suit's great.
Suit's so great.
It's so good.
I also have a, I'm actually going to save that for the breakdown.
I saw him with the ripped sleeves, but I noticed there's some drawings of him having these like blue shoulder pads with it. I hope we see that.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
And I've also been hearing some news about Henry Cavill's role.
Yep.
But I don't even, we're just going to let
Let's save it for the, you know, we don't want to bust our load so early before the trailer breakdown, so we'll wait.
But trailer breakdown was amazing. If you guys haven't watched it, go watch it.
Go watch it. And then watch our video where you get all the hidden things you guys probably didn't think about. Yeah. Or some fan theories.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob Eifeld says Deadpool and Wolverine has some of the best action sequences for an MCU film since Winter Soldier. I need to say this really quick. Everyone, anytime a new MCU movie comes out, they always say, this is the next big one since Endgame. This is the next big one since Infinity War. This reminds me of one of those two big ones.
Just putting it all the way.
Nobody has ever had a comparison to Winter Soldier that I'm aware of, which makes me so excited.
That's what you know it's like.
Because
they really care about the movies. They have like
they have knowledge of all of it.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, if you guys watch that breakdown, definitely should. We loved the Captain America trilogy.
Yeah.
Winter Soldier's up there for us.
Yeah.
It's like contention of top five of all time.
Yeah. It's
so. I mean,
I'm chills. Super. I'm getting chills too. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You know it's gonna be
like it's gonna be so good.
Wolverine and Deadpool?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, how can you not? If they mess that up.
Honestly, round of applause if you can mess it up.
Honestly, like, I think so I could do a good job.
That's what I'm saying.
With a Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
With Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. You can't mess that up.
That's what I'm saying.
You can have them just sit on a fucking couch.
Dude, honestly,
and talk.
Make a podcast.
Yeah, literally.
Still make those $1 billion. So, yeah.
Sam Raimi's Spider-Man 2 has been released and has
re-released.
Yep. And has already gone over 1 million domestically.
That's awesome.
That's dope. I like how they're releasing. There's a lot of stuff that's being re-released. Mm-hmm. I think that's really good.
Yep.
It just shows that they're not really
not what they used to be.
Not really hitting the whiteboards or the storyboards.
Agreed.
They're kind of taking a break and trying to figure out some good movies.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's smart on their end because it's still bringing them
and
money.
And it's not even it's not just Marvel.
No.
All movies. Yeah, all movies.
There's not been a lot of good ones recently. Yeah. And it also, I think it's really cool that they're doing this. Obviously, they start from the beginning. They're working their way up. But, like, for people like us, you know, being in our mid-20s, we weren't really able to see these in theaters. And if we were, so young where we weren't able to really appreciate what we were watching. So going into the theaters now and being able to watch it with people that are about our age and really seeing it on the big screen and having like these good emotions about it is so fun.
Yeah.
It's something that's like
super cool.
Like I made the terrible mistake, one of the worst mistakes of my entire life, and I'm bald, so I've made a lot. But when Interstellar...
How is that a mistake?
Well, I shaved my head.
I mean...
It was a mistake having hair, too. I was rocking a hard place, so...
Yeah.
I passed on seeing Interstellar in theaters. I passed on it.
I did, too.
And then I watched it at home one day, years later. And that movie was... I mean, it's my favorite movie of all time. But... And then it was re-released for its, like, five-year anniversary or something. I bought my tickets, like, the moment they came out, got the best seat. I also bought the two seats next to me, so no one would sit next to me, so I could, like... fully embrace it. It cost me like $68 and I don't care.
Worth every penny.
Every penny. Yeah. And every time that movie's been re-released, I've went back and seen it again in theaters. I've seen it four times in theaters now.
Wow.
Four separate occasions.
I've yet to watch it in theaters.
That's crazy. It's coming out in fall. In IMAX.
IMAX?
Yep.
Yeah, we'll watch it together.
Oh, we're running it. Do not worry. Tom Holland has revealed he is involved with a creative process for Spider-Man 4. Mm. I think that's really cool. Because he really cares about that character.
He does care. He does care about the character. I'm curious to see what he includes.
Agreed.
If the movie doesn't do too good, take a step back.
Agreed. Agreed.
You're good as Spider-Man, but I'm all for it. I love Tom Holland. Agreed. He's great. He cares about the character. He cares about his backstory. He cares about everything else.
He's also super close with Toby and Andrew as well. So I think that to an extent, he might be reaching out to them and kind of getting some ideas. And hey, like, was this brought up for your guys' movies? How would you guys feel? You know,
he's super appreciative of having that role. Yeah. So I think it's only right for him too. And this is his fourth movie. No other Spider-Man's done that.
Correct. That's I mean, it's a big step.
Willing. One was willing.
Yeah.
But
that got snubbed.
That got snubbed.
It's also kind of cool as well that Zendaya has also been in like creative processes for the movie she's been in. Obviously, she also produces Euphoria. But it's cool to kind of see them like as a duo doing that.
They're
also like they've apparently rumors have it that they're like talking about marriage as well.
Yeah,
which devastates my
power,
buddy.
They're a power couple.
Yeah, devastates my buddy Spencer.
But they're good together.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm happy for them. Wesley Snipes is rumored to set to return as Blade during the multiverse saga. That's great. A lot of people love Wesley Snipes.
That is my Blade.
As Blade.
That is my Blade.
So bringing him back, you're going to bring a lot of like OG fans before even like Infinity War and Endgame, like all those fans got created.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting
OGs. You're getting like Ghost Rider.
Yeah, and before Ghost Rider.
Yeah, like that's kind of the realm of
Blade. Yeah, Ghost Rider. So, gosh, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
Dude, I saw a video. I'll try to find it after this. But they did like the suit up of Ghost Rider for both Sam Elliott and Nicolas Cage, but it was purple and white instead of like the normal flame color.
Oh, no.
Oh, it looked OD. It looked like we were talking about the Power Stone breaking. It was like that purple with the white. I was like, oh, yeah baby. Yeah.
I would love to see Nicolas Cage's Ghost Rider again.
That would be great.
That would be amazing. That'd be great. I wouldn't be shocked if they bring him in.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like a secret, too.
Yeah.
I feel like that's going to be a secret cameo. You're not talking about that one.
That's
not going
to be with everything else that supposedly is happening with Secret War, that one's going to fly under the radar.
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh my God, this Spider-Man, and Tony's back, and this person's back. And then Nicolas Cage is like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
I just had a random thought about the end of the fight scene. You know, and we're talking about Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
You know Goose is going to go off.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a couple of scenes where Goose is just...
just in the background, flinging people around. Scarlett Johansson has a secret Disney Plus project, and it's been confirmed it will be a series. This is comedy. The producer or screenwriter put this on their LinkedIn, and that's how it was leaked.
Leaked, yeah.
And then it was deleted like 2 hours later. That person... I don't even know if they kept their job, but they definitely, at minimum, got a very stern talking to.
Yeah.
But with the way things are going,
I mean, it's not too much information. It's just a little...
From what I understand, from what's been said, it's not Black Widow themed, but it's Scarlett Johansson. So I'm curious to know what they're cooking. Because it's Disney Plus, it's not MCU. So is it like, because Jeremy Renner has, Hawkeye has this like Jeremy Renner's garage or something.
Yeah.
Is it like that? Or is it still going to tie into the MCU and maybe it's just like, before she dies?
I don't know if it'll be in the MCU.
Maybe it's just everything that happened in a, Budapest.
Budapest? Yeah, maybe.
What if it's, that's the story. It's
That'd be great.
Because, inside joke for years.
Just the two of them?
Yeah.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try. Just the two of us. All right.
That was fire.
Marvel has started telling some Avengers to clear their schedule for Avengers 5. As they have figured out the direction for the films, smaller teams... No Fantastic Four and a lot of new characters in Avengers 5.
Yep.
Love that.
Yep. I'm pretty excited about it.
I mean, smaller teams. Love that.
Yep.
Figured out the direction of the film.
That's big time.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Love that. And new characters. I really like the route Marvel's going right now.
Yep.
It's really...
And I don't know if it means by new characters as in we haven't been introduced yet or if it's just like... They're new now.
I think
you know what I mean.
I mean, we already have a lot of new characters.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
I think you just, I mean, you can add more.
I don't want to.
But I think you can, the only, like, what we're talking about, like Ghost Rider, Nicolas Cage, you can add in that.
Yeah, of course.
You can add in Wesley Snipes.
Yep.
You don't need to add, like, a new Marvel character. You could save that for, I'm sure, I think they're doing a hard reboot for the, or soft reboot for the X-Men.
Yep.
So they can save all those characters.
Agreed. That's kind of where I'm at. I mean, God, we've gotten one movie and one appearance of Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
That's a new character still. Like, that he can be involved. I like the smaller teams. No Fantastic Four is also big in my opinion. They're new. They're young. Let them develop before they start doing all this kind of stuff.
I think that's really good. No Fantastic Four, that could be an unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Or unpopular, like, decision. But I think that's so
good. I think it's needed. For sure.
Smaller team. I think Secret Wars is... That's when you need everybody. You know.
Yeah. So, oh, and also, it's not written down, but celebratory, it is 6 years ago today, Infinity War. So, shout out them.
I remember when I first watched that movie.
Same.
I watched it with our editor, graphic designer.
Yep.
His name is Jax. We watched it in Silverdale, Washington at maybe the greatest MCU theater I've ever been to.
I would have to agree with that.
And I miss that theater dearly.
Yeah.
The couches were phenomenal.
Yeah.
ICs were top notch.
Top notch.
Popcorn, I know you're not a popcorn guy. Solid. And they had... AMC's great.
Yeah.
Only thing they didn't have, because I know AMC theaters have... they serve alcoholic beverages.
They sure do.
They didn't have that one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I never caught on to that.
Yeah, but I didn't care.
Yeah.
But
when I'm going into, like, a movie theater, I try to avoid that kind of stuff because I want to be present for the movie.
Yeah.
Not have to pee a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Very true.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's what we have for you today.
That's all we got, guys.
Right here, all of our socials. We're talking the talk, we're talking the Instagrams, and we're talking the Twitters.
Yeah.
Watchers PC on everything.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/ The Watchers Podcast if you want our link to our YouTube while you're at it. For the audio listeners, we're talking to Spotify and the Apple Podcast. Why don't you rate us the 5 full stars, baby? And if you're feeling cheeky, why don't you write in a little review? Oh, you know, this movie is actually pretty good, a little bit overhated. Or, I don't know, this whole 3-woman team maybe isn't for me. I just really like watching Iron Man over and over again. Love to hear about it. And if you guys are watching on the tubes, give us a thumbs up. Does a really fun animation. Yep. Really helps us out, spreads the channel out. And, you know, it's something that we look at, and it gives us little butterflies in our tummy.
Yeah, makes us more motivated.
Absolutely.
To make more content.
And that same thing goes with the subscribe button. Once again, fun animation, red to gray. It's kind of nice. And, once again, you know, we look at those numbers. We really appreciate it. Makes us more motivated. Makes us wanting to further our content and continue to get better and better. So, you know. Just do what you can. It's all free, obviously. Check out the clips. Gonzo, per the usual, cooking. Making some really fun ones.
And just some, like a heads up. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but we have backed down from a video every day throughout Monday through Friday. And now it changed it to Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Correct.
So if you guys were noticing no video on Tuesday or that Thursday,
yep.
It's because we backed it down a little.
Backed it down. We're not trying to flood your guys' timeline too much.
Yeah.
And we kind of want, you know, we don't want everyone just scrolling past because it's like, oh, it's the daily video.
Yeah.
We want you guys to watch, engage, and interact with it. And we think slowing that down is definitely helping out for sure. But anyway, we've been the Watchers. We've
been the Watchers.
Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Peace.
And grease.
Jesus Christ.